It's a good sound of radio. I'm not going to comment what exactly I'm talking on, but it may be frowned upon in certain people, but it's working, doing what I needed to do, I suppose.
Nobody has the right to frown upon your radio. You know, I built Motorola's since the beginning of 1997, 1996 area. And I used to get old timer go, well, you can't run them Motorola's on ham radio. Well, what the hell do you think the repeaters are made out of? They're not made out of ICOMs and Yaesus. They're made out of doggone Motorola's. If you got a Bofang or you got a Midland, who cares? What are you running?
It's a Yaesu.
Good. How's it working? Opened up. I'm guessing it's a ham Yaesu. I'm wondering if it actually is ham radio. But if it's opened up, I'm curious because I got another radio that I'm going to open up, and I got to realign the transmitter on it. But I'd be thrilled to know how it's doing.
It is. It's opened. That's the thing, you know, the ham people kind of get testy about it, but it's like, you know, their quota is to, you know, mess around with radio stuff and find new things to do, so it's interesting how sometimes they can get a little upset about that fact, but, you know, it's all radio, and it's interesting, and that's kind of how I feel about it, but yeah, it's opened up, and it works pretty good, so. I like the idea that I can actually listen to a whole bunch of other stuff and talk where I talk as well.
Good. I'm very happy you have that going on because there are zero feagles to give about that. And what we call that sad ham mentality. So, you know, who cares? If they want to pout about the fact that you're doing it better than they are, well, you know what? Bugger off.
It's a select few, but, you know, there's people like that in everything you do and anything you do. There's always going to be somebody that doesn't like the way you're doing it. But, no, I'm happy with this radio. I got it just for the possibilities that it's capable of. So it works for me with, you know, with that.
I've chopped many a diode, soldered many of a jumper pad in my time. And frankly, that's great. The only reason why they don't like it is because they're envious. You know, I had a 125-watt drawer Motorola on VHF, and I used to have a guy down in Fenton, Michigan. Oh, you can't be doing that. That's just illegal. Yeah. All right, anyway. I don't even know if he's still around. It ain't never the difference. It's just fine. And, yeah, I had a solid signal for a majority of the state. I could be up in Saginaw and talk on flint repeaters back in the day before we had all the fancy stuff we got now. Ham radio. Go explore. Get a corn cob. Yeah, well, you probably got a problem.
That's why I do it. I find it very interesting and enjoyable.
Do you have a ham radio license, too?
Well, I'm still working on that, but when I do get it, like I said, it's, I like the idea that I have the ability to talk wherever I am able to talk instead of having like 26 different radios, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're doing all right with it. I'm wondering what's going to happen when I try to spread out a couple of radios I have. Normally, I'm going to say it from a radio repair shop kind of mentality. normally you have the UHF that's good for 403 to 460, or 4, you know, so, yeah, I wouldn't say 460, it's a little hard stretch, but you have 460 to 512. Let's just say these are generic, non-to-scale grid. And the amateur radio stuff is typically tilted more for the ham bands. And we do have several megahertz worth of distance. But if the radio's working fine and your antenna's tuned up, you might want to get a different antenna when you get a ham radio that would give you the option to do UHF if there was even a... In 77, if you even cared about it. But GMRS, I mean, I'd stick with that. 2 meters is kind of cool.
I think this is one of those, the 4x40, so it covers everything as well.
Could be. I don't know the transceiver, but I do know that ham radio transceivers are very forgiving. It's usually the Motorola's that don't want to play, and it's usually Motorola service software that doesn't want to play very well.
And that's one thing that's frustrating about this radio is it's a fantastic radio, but the programming software just sucks. I got a bunch of other radios that all play nice. I can use one program, I can copy, paste, throw everything in there, and it just works. But this one doesn't play nice with the program that plays nice with the other. So everything's got to be hand typed in one line at a time.